You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Outrageous claims, Mr. Bricks.
There's been a lot of play recently, and obviously we just talked about that terrible display from that female kicker at the regional combine. But there's been a lot of conversation recently about women's achievement in sports. Danica Patrick finishing eighth after taking down the pole at Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Griner putting up 50 points last night, setting an NCAA women's basketball record. And I'm here to tell you right now that Brittany Griner's 50-point performance completely and utterly trumps Danica Patrick finishing eighth and taking a stupid, irrelevant pole at the Daytona 500. Completely trumps. 10 times the accomplishment.
Yeah, gun to my head, I'd probably agree with you. I think there's some mitigating factors to Brittany Griner's game last night. Because, I mean, she just dominates everyone.
So what?
Right?
Nobody says, wait a second, LeBron had a triple-double. You know what? I have a problem with that. He is bigger than Russell Westbrook. Nobody says that.
Hang on. Because she doesn't play against anyone anywhere in the vicinity of her. Her size by alone dominates the game, and I don't know. I'm sorry, I haven't watched enough Baylor basketball to really break down her game and let me know, you know, what's there. But you're right. To your point, you're right. I talk about how physically better LeBron is than everyone in the field, and that's just. You know, that's a tribute to so much of his success. So that's that fair point by you. You're absolutely right. I guess.
It's a better achievement for a couple reasons. The biggest reason is Brittany Griner put up 50 points and her team won the game. Brittany Griner plays for the number one ranked defending champion Baylor Bulldog. What the heck are Baylor? What is
it's
Baylor?
It's a bear. It's a bear.
Golden Bears?
I think it's just a Baylor Bear.
The Baylor Bears?
Now I got to look it up.
Now we do. The Lady Bears, yes. So she plays for the Lady Bears, who are the defending champions, okay? Brittany Griner is a winner. Danica Patrick is a story. There's nothing about finishing eighth that's impressive at all.
All right, now let me say this.
And, by the way, I would say Brittany Griner has a legitimate shot, if anybody does, of making the NBA as a female. And that, my friend, would be a story.
That, by the way, is the most outrageous thing that's ever been said on this show.
I said, if anybody does, okay? I didn't say. She looks like Chris Copeland. She has better game than Chris Copeland.
There's no way. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying she's a lottery pick, man. I'm saying that that would be a story, okay?
Okay, what are you saying? Please tell me.
What I am saying is that if Brittany Griner made a run at making the NBA, and I would say she could, you know, at the least play in the D League. I don't think that's ridiculous. That would be a big. Brittany Griner making the D League would be a legitimate. Female
yes.
accomplishment
okay.
athletically.
All right.
Whereas Danica Patrick driving cars and finishing in the middle of the pack is a non-starter as a story.
Okay.
Just a complete non-starter, and she wasn't hot. There was another chick
I agree.
A couple years ago, just homely looking. Nobody talked about her. You can't be the first female to finish
or
eighth and make that
offensive.
No, that's not offensive. That's a fact.
Just call the chick homely.
She was not good looking, and therefore nobody knows what her name is, and nobody talks about her. And I'm pretty sure in the same race that she raced with Danica Patrick,
right.
She finished better.
Several points. One, I'm not sure you can really get on your soapbox and rant about women's, women's place in society, and then call somebody homely without remembering her name at the same time. That seems
It would be rude
seems
of
an
me
interesting
to say her
juxtaposition.
Name if I knew it.
That's one. Two, I agree with you. If Brittany Griner made the NBA or made a run to the NBA, then yes, that would be an unbelievable story. But it would be an unbelievable story because it would never happen. But to your point, yes, Brittany Griner putting up 50 and really
What's
her
the
entire
difference between Brittany Griner's
really,
body type
let me,
and,
let me,
and Anthony
let me,
Davis.
Come on.
They're both really tall and skinny as a bean.
You honestly think that she could go up against the centers in the NBA right now? That's she'd be playing center.
I'm looking
this
up.
She'd be under the hoop with the centers of the NBA right
now. I'm
sorry.
I'm looking this up right now. Brittany Griner is 6'8" and she weighs 210 pounds.
Yeah.
That's not physically, you're not going to be physically overmatched at a power forward position weighing 210 and being 6'8". She is legitimately sized. Again, you said it yourself in not much better words. She is a physical freak in the women's game.
Okay,
she
yeah, would be, but a, yeah.
She would be the same.
The
she
measurables be, of, you just want to take height and wingspan
she can
and
shoot.
Weight.
She
sure.
can dunk. She sure. dunked in last game.
But there's a, she was dunking over...
You,
she wasn't you. Dunking over the centers of the NBA, and there is a height, not a height, excuse me. There's a speed and a strength that would be unmatched by Brittany Griner in the NBA. I don't even know how we got here, but while we're here, let's not just say because she's tall
again.
And she's got a good wingspan.
And she's got offensive game.
She could make it. She
has offensive game.
Not against the type of guy she's not. She wouldn't be playing against.
I'm not saying she would be effective. I am saying that
you're putting me in a very, very tough position.
Right, because you're trying to completely bash this chick. Just
I'm not
she's a
bashing
woman.
This chick, and it's not. All right, yeah, it's.
Compose yourself. Think happy.
Strength.
Thoughts. Okay, because she's 6'8", 210.
Yeah. The strength of the centers in the you really think Tyson Chandler wouldn't
center.
Just ruin
power
this game?
Forward.
She, it doesn't matter, dude. She wouldn't right now. From little I've seen of Baylor, but there's no way she could match up with the strength, the speed, and the physicality of the NBA game right now. And look, if she gets there, absolutely, is that going to happen? No, because there's a WNBA. She's going there, but. Let's not try and take her accomplishment and pit it here and say, well, she's playing really well here, so maybe we can put her here and see what happens. Let's not do that. Let's just say she scored 50 points last night. She plays great, and her whole college career has been phenomenal, and she's a great college player, and I hope she goes on to a great career in the WNBA, and it's great. And yes, in the context of what we talked about at the beginning, her versus Danica Patrick right now, absolutely. You got to take Griner.
But
if Danica
only,
wins a couple
reason,
races against the dudes, maybe...
The only reason we talk about Danica Patrick at all and even compare Danica Patrick's eighth place finish with Brittany Griner's absolute domination of female basketball is because Danica's doing it against the guys. When we talk about Annika Stormstrom, what do we always say? Well, would she ever play? How would she do against Tiger Woods? We talk about Michelle Wee and the fact that Michelle Wee was rushed by terrible parenting and management into the PGA when she had never even won on the LPGA, and now she can't win on the LPGA. Everything is in reference to
right,
what could
right.
these
so let's
athletes
not do, that
do against
right now.
The men.
Right, so let's not do that right now, right? Let's just recognize the accomplishment for what it is. And let that be, right? Why do we have to put her there? And do you really think?
I'm not putting her there. I'm just saying it's not as ridiculous. The instantaneous vitriolic reaction to blank woman in the NBA.
My vitriol is not at her. It's at
not,
you.
Not vitriol. Excuse me.
No, it's vitriol, but it's for you, not her.
The gut reaction to anything when you talk about a woman going into the NFL, which can never happen. Or the NBA is God no. And you're not going to put Cheryl Swoops in the NBA or Cynthia Cooper, who are actually the size of I don't want to say normal women, but they're the average height
all right, so,
of women.
So is
when you're talking about a 6'8", 210 frame with offensive game, it is not out of the realm of the possibility that she could do something, that she could play, she could be the 15th man on the Bobcats. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I just don't.
I don't know how else to say it without being horribly offensive to anyone. I don't think she could do it. That's not a knock against her. That's just I think that's just recognition of, you know,
that men are,
of
that
what
men
the
are
game
generally
is.
Bigger. Because the issue is always that men
yes.
are generally bigger. 6'8", 210. The men are not bigger. They're not all bigger. Anthony Davis is not much bigger. Yes, Anthony Davis is like 7'1". But you look at some really skinny guys that come into this league. Kevin Durant couldn't bench press his own weight. They are not dramatically
bigger than Brittany Griner. Durant has an unmatched speed game, right? Speed and precision dribble. He's got that game, right? If she's gonna try and get in the low post and try and post up,
can hit from the
Amari
outside.
Stoudemire. No, it's the games are different, right? You want to compare them because they're basketball, but the games are wholly different between the two of them.
It's like an outside and a slot receiver. Is that what it's like, Joe?
No, it's not like that at all.
Is that what it's like?
It's not like... It's
Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, non-comparable.
It's not like that at all. And because of that, I'm ending the show. We got to get out of here. Check us out Sunday on Cover 2 at 11. That's it for us, everybody. At Game on Brixey, at Joe underscore 1045. Look us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Search facebook.com/cover2 the team. Have a good one, everybody. We out.